To this country now, specifically to Alaska, the fish processing plants in southwest Alaska always hire extra workers for the summertime. This year was no exception. Now those summer jobs have come to an end for the season, and many of the workers are moving on. They're not heading back to Anchorage or even to Portland, Oregon, though. They're traveling the U.S., and then they'll head back home to Asia or to Europe. Dacia Eaton of station KDLG in southwest Alaska spoke to some of this summer's employees at the Snowpack Products plant in Dillingham.
At the dock at the Snowpack Processing Plant, fishing boats deliver thousands of salmon per day. A giant tube sucks them up to the assembly lines. American college students used to stand along these assembly lines, but now you're more likely to hear people speaking Russian, Spanish, or Chinese. These foreign students are here on J-1 visas. They're designed for cultural exchange and training. Most people probably wouldn't put fish gutting into those categories, but the workers are allowed in under the work travel option of the visa.
Maciej Kazubowski. I'm from Poland, Warsaw, the University of Warsaw currently, and I study international business administration.
Kazubowski says he paid around $3,000 to a recruiting agent to set him up with a job at Snowpack. When the salmon are running, he works 16 hours a day with time and a half for overtime. He earns around minimum wage, but his room and board are covered. Kazubowski hopes to double his initial investment, then take a cross-country trip.
My family name is Zhou, and my given name is Huixue, and I'm from mainland China. I'm working in the green row, which means I'm working to deal with the eggs of the fish.
Huixue is studying applied linguistics back home. She plans to be a teacher. Like Kazubowski, she's here to travel.
I want to see, of course, New York and Washington, D.C., the most famous cities everyone has to see. And most of all, I want to experience what is real American life. I mean, not the one in a factory in Alaska, but the real American life in the mainland, in the big cities. Maybe I hope during the traveling period I can get the experience I want.
The J-1 student workers have been a godsend for Snowpack co-owner Nancy Blakey.
They're educated, they're bright, and they're working really hard long hours.
Alaska fish processors started hiring J-1 students in the 90s when unemployment was low and they couldn't find American workers. The J-1s are hard workers, Blakey says, and they're also really interesting.
We had a young man come through who was studying nuclear physics, and we were talking, and he loved the beauty of nuclear physics. He was passionate. He was explaining it to me in his limited English and doing very well, and he was going to be going out to gut fish for 2 months. You know, I just think that's pretty fantastic.
Brad Gillespie does not think the J-1 program is fantastic. He's regional manager for the Alaska Department of Labor in Anchorage.
It just doesn't appear to me the program's working the way it was intended, or even if it is working the way they intended, it's having a negative impact on U.S. and Alaska workers. And I would say average 75% are non-resident. If you're in a rural community that's got a plant or two, and that's one of the major employers there, and they're bringing in all outside workers, there's got to be an impact on those individuals not being able to get on at those plants.
Blakey says Snowpack hires locals for skilled labor positions like truck drivers and heavy machinery operators, but few locals apply for the jobs the J-1s do. Snowpack also recruits on a website aimed at American college students, including those from Alaska. But she says there are few responses. Out of the few who applied this year, Blakey says Snowpack hired 7. 2 remained at the end of the season. Back at the plant, I catch a foreign worker who's back for his second year. He tells me this year he has a new job, laundry.
My name is Alexander Zbenok. I am from Ukraine. I work in laundry. I've been there previous summer. I was working at Kisab. Laundry is much more better.
In Alexander's mind, he's moving up, something he says that's hard for a college kid to do in Ukraine. For The World, I'm Dacia Eaton in Dillingham, Alaska.